listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting Graziano Marcheschi and Graz,
Director of Ministerial Resource Development
for the Archdiocese of Chicago. How are you, Graz?
I'm wonderful.
It's hard
I'm
to
so glad to be working with you.
Yeah, you had several shows doing solo.
All by myself.
But you did a great job.
Well, I hope so. I don't know.
Outstanding job, and it's amazing
how fast. It's always more fun when you're here.
The summer's going.
Oh, man.
Already August 8th. It just feels like yesterday was Memorial Day, and 4 weeks from today will be Labor Day. And kids are already going back to school.
What, do you live your life week? From holiday to holiday?
Memorial Day to July 4th to Labor Day. And it's going by so fast. We have a great show lined up here today on Catholic Schools Today. And we have this first segment. A few Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic Schools employees recently had a week-long experience of appreciating the culture and historical aspects of Mexico. This experience was in response to the University of Notre Dame study calling Catholic educators to appreciate Latinos as stakeholders in the mission of Catholic education. With us in studio, Esther Hicks, the Director of Catholic School Identity and Mission, Adam DeFault, Principal of St. Procopius School in Chicago, and Adam was a guest here about 2 months ago on the radio program, and Sandra Perez, Principal of Academy of Our Lady School in Waukegan. Welcome to everybody on Catholic Schools Today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting us be here today.
Well, thank you for being here. And maybe Esther's way to kind of kick off exactly what took place and why.
Well, the reason that we did this, as you said before, Father Greg, is the Notre Dame study that was issued about 2 years ago now stated basically that we here in the Chicagoland area are experiencing and will experience for some time an influx of Hispanic brothers and sisters from all different parts of the Western Hemisphere, but most especially from Mexico. And so in a little bit of planning that we did here in the Office of Catholic Schools, I asked Sister Mary Paul if we could develop an immersion program in Mexico, and so that is what we have done. I anticipated that it would happen in 2012, but it happened in 2011, thanks to Sandra Perez and Adam DeFault and a committee that I worked with about a year ago, I think it was, to develop the program. And so the program was developed, and we took the maiden voyage. And what we did was we spent 1 week, and we based the visit on a number of issues. Each day we spent pretty much 1 day immersing ourselves in the issue through getting a presentation from someone from a university and then going into an experience that would enhance what it is we were learning about. So that was the whole process.
Sandra Perez, Principal of Academy of Our Lady School in Waukegan, how did you come to be selected to be, or did you volunteer to be part of
this? Or did you lose a bet?
Or did you lose a bet?
No, I think I won that one. Esther Hicks put out that there was going to be a planning committee for the immersion program in Mexico. And since I had spent time living and working in Mexico, and I believe that that's one of the best ways to really understand and appreciate others is to walk in their shoes for a mile or two. So
tell us a little bit about your prior experience in Mexico. When were you living and working there?
Well, this was back in the 80s. I went down to study a master's degree in Puebla, Mexico, and wound up spending the next 18 years there living and working and teaching in Mexico.
That's amazing. So yes. You went for a master's program and spent 18 years of your life.
That's right.
So you're completely bilingual.
Bilingual and bicultural, and it's a great gift that the Mexican people gave to me by so kindly and openly sharing with me. That was my immersion program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Adam? How did you end up being part of the committee and end up going down to Mexico?
And by the way, we're so glad that you weren't traumatized your last radio appearance, that you were willing to come back again. So any potential guests out there, just know that you can survive being on the radio.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
No, it was a wonderful time. I'm very happy to be back. So thanks for having me. But this trip was an amazing opportunity. I heard about it from Esther and then from Sandra and just jumped at the chance. I've had spent 10 years now at St. Procopius in Pilsen, which is a very Mexican neighborhood in our city. And I work with a Hispanic population and just have never really had the chance to experience Mexico. And to
Adam, what did you learn in Mexico that you were totally unaware of? I hear you have spent 10 years at St. Procopius in the Hispanic community. But what was so unique in Mexico that just kind of, in a sense, blew you away?
You know, it's one thing to read about a culture, and it's one thing to spend time with the people of that culture here in Chicago, but to actually go and to walk in their city. We spent much time in Mexico City and in Puebla, but and to go there and to experience and to see the sights and to feel the history and to eat the food and breathe the air of Mexico was just amazing. There's so much to learn just from being in that place.
Esther, how many people did you bring down?
There were seven of the participants, five principals and two teachers. And all of us worked together for almost a year to prepare for this. So it was a committee that was formed to plan the trip and then to actually do it. And so they were wonderful committee to plan with, and even more wonderful to be with when we actually got there.
Now, Esther, this wasn't a week of like sightseeing. You were doing some hands-on working with the people and being with. So give us an example.
I wouldn't say that we were working with the people. What we were very intentional about was to get an experience of the culture, and we base them on issues, as I mentioned before. So we experienced some of the wonderful areas of anthropology, culture, and in the terms of the cities that we visited, Mexico City, Puebla, and Cholula. Education, which was the major interest, that was the major focus. So we were able to visit schools, talk to teachers and principals, see students, talk to students. That was the point. And then also talking about the family and the reality of migration in Mexico and its impact on family life. And then religion. And so we had wonderful experiences in terms of visiting cathedrals and churches in all of the cities. And then finally, Friday of the week, we went to Our Lady of Tepeyac, to Guadalupe, and meet with one of the preeminent people who worked with the canonization of Juan Diego. So it was an incredible experience that way.
Now, I'm assuming if you spent a year preparing that you're going to spend a good bit of time processing. Mm-hmm. What kind of plans do you have for disseminating this learning and bringing others into this experience that you were privileged to share?
Well, I think I'll probably have to jump in here.